Greetings, everyone. This is Poet Deep, and you're tuning in to From Poverty to Prosperity. I give thanks to everyone who has spared their time. I know a lot of us are very busy with our personal lives to be able to listen to this podcast. And what I would like to do with this time is to give a brief breakdown about the idea behind From Poverty to Prosperity and the value that I intend to provide along with others to this platform for our listeners. So From Poverty to Prosperity is not just about, you know, when we talk about poverty, we're not just talking about finances, economics, but we're talking about spiritual richness. You know, some of us are spiritually bankrupt, and this platform is to connect those in need with great ideas and to acknowledge our individual journeys, looking at different ways in which how we can thrive, looking deeper into ourselves and building up our ambition, our focus, our commitment, our consistency to become better beings so that we manifest that which we desire. So that was the idea pretty much. And it's for us to look, you know, for some of us, such as myself, who I am not where I'm at in life, and looking at getting to that prosperous or that level of prosperity. And it's always an ongoing journey. It's not like, you know, when you just get to prosperity that, you know, that is just it. You know, you have to maintain consistency. You still have to provide value. You still have to have higher goals to achieve. You know, there's always more people and more purposes that can be served. So we will always keep that in the forefront of our thinking. This platform is to touch on economics, culture, primarily African culture, health, spirituality, and just looking at various ways in which we can enhance and improve our lives by whatever means are necessary to be able to do that. And I also have planned to also have other people on this show that provide crucial information. And this show is more so catered for people that are really in a struggle. It's not that it cannot be of a help to someone that's in a financial struggle. They're still having a big issue with connecting resources. But people who are still trying to really connect the dots on a basic level, such as myself, will benefit most, in my opinion, from this show. So who am I? I am a hip hop artist from Baltimore, Maryland, that goes by the name of Poet Deep. My website is iampoetdeep.com, and my music is about touching on social, cultural, and political issues. And this platform is an extension of my artistry, of where I get a chance to speak to the people outside of just simply rhyming. You know, I've put a lot of thought into doing a podcast for some time now and just never did it. And I've decided that, you know, now is the time. You know, now is the time. And I encourage everyone out there that's listening, if you have something that you keep putting on the back burner, let's bring that to the forefront. Let's go to the process of showing the world the beauty. Let's fix that idea. I understand some things need polishing, just like this show probably will need polishing. I just have, you know, my headphones and my smartphone. So, you know, my audio might not be of the quality in comparison to some of the better established podcasts, but I believe that I have value to provide, and I know people who have value to provide. And if someone could just give it a listen, maybe people can be able to extract value from this podcast. And this is interactive. I'm still learning this app. So, learning how to properly interact as far as taking suggestions, you guys letting me know what you want to hear. I'm definitely, I'll be open to that. I will create an email. I don't know if I'll just use my email that I use for music or just create one specifically for the show where you guys can kind of give me your feedback and things like that, because your input is very crucial. Your participation, your cooperation is the pillar of this platform, and I never will want that to be forgotten. And as I said before, this is for us to all go through the journey. I will be sharing a lot of my own personal testimonies, because I believe of speaking from experience aspect or from a personal level first. A lot of times that's the way in which how I give advice or showing people that I can relate to different things is showing transparency. And this show will host a lot of different engaging topics. So by all means, as soon as I let you guys know a way in which how you can contact me about topics that you would like to hear about and things of that nature, definitely, you know, prepare, because we're gonna have, you know, we're gonna have a good time. We're gonna touch some things very deep. You know, and I hope that this can be part of your inspiration, part of your motivation. This, I hope that I can be a part of that wave, that push, that help you to tap deeper into your gifts so that you may reach your higher self. And I hope that people will be able to look at my journey, because I will be explaining, you know, on a business level, you know, where I'm at, what have been my struggles on a personal level. I'm a father, I'm a husband, I have five children, I'm a working man who does not enjoy his job. So, you know, I have some things to talk about, and I'm pretty sure there are many different topics that listeners or people such as yourself can be able to relate to. So I look forward to our interaction. I will be putting more attention into this in terms of how to properly organize this and, you know, make, you know, just make the setup better, whether it's my video, not my video, but my pictures, you know, for the podcasts that are released and things like that, the record keeping. You know, I plan to really professionalize this over time. I just did not want to keep waiting to, you know, get out my message or the message that I feel is necessary for me to share and for me to start the process where others can be able to share with me. Because providing value is what this platform is all about. Hope. And not only that, but helping to transform the mindsets. Because as I've learned in the journey, it's not about what's going on around us. It's really about our mindset, how we interpret what we go through, how do we internalize these things, you know, what are the traumas that we all deal with from being in a country such as America, especially being black, what are these experiences? How have they affected us from the positive to the negative? So I plan to touch a lot of ground, and I plan to do this methodically, and I plan to polish it up in time. So I'm just asking, just bear with me. You know, I'm very new to this. I've done Facebook videos, and, you know, I'm very familiar with speaking to crowds of people, but, you know, never really done anything with a podcast before. So this is really a fresh experience that I'm excited about. So if I have any technical difficulties or some noise in the background, you know, please just bear with me. I do live in a full house. I have little children. You know, I'm in the basement actually right now recording this. So, you know, sometimes I don't know, you might hear a sound like somebody stomping on the floor above my head. And, you know, those are my little ones. So stick with me as I continue to professionalize and improve on this platform. And with your help, I believe that we all can succeed. So I would appreciate patience, and I would definitely appreciate suggestions and critique. So I will be getting back to you soon at my next podcast or my next episode in terms of how suggestions and things of that matter or comments can be sent. So I'll definitely be providing that very soon. And I definitely look forward to your input. So before I end out today, I didn't want to make this too long or too time consuming. I just wanted to give the initial breakdown as to what I seek to do with this podcast and announcing my intentions. And I see this as something that can really develop to be something great, not just because about what I provide, but what you could provide, having other speakers, finding experts in their fields, you know, that can, you know, find clever strategies of approaching life, you know, in different ways. One thing I will say is before I go is speak upon intelligence. You know, I believe, or how I understand intelligence, is when you utilize the knowledge, wisdom, or the know-how that you've acquired throughout your life to solve your issues in your life. I believe that is the pinnacle of intelligence. I don't believe it's about doing the best on, you know, tests that you make or reading the most books, even though I love to read books and I think that that's necessary. But when one is able to utilize what they have learned and actualize it to actually solve whatever issues that are in their life, I believe that is the clearest and best indication of intelligence. And the purpose of this podcast is for those of us who still need help in that area, is to utilize or become even more intelligent beyond smarts. But when we can just look at the different aspects of our lives, and then we can start to go about different processes about addressing these things. Some processes are longer than others. This is not an overnight thing. You know, this certain issues can be very long term. However, being in the process of addressing it is something that is very productive, very, because a lot of us as people, we suffer when we do not seek to solve the issues, or if we do, we have not rounded our knowledge well enough with the know-how. You know, we might only know one approach. So we want to be able to explore different approaches, because certain approaches might not work for you. It might not work for me, but we might can be able to utilize other strategies that can be able to achieve the same goal. So, I'll be back to you soon. Thank you for listening. Once again, this is From Poverty to Prosperity. This is Poet Deep tuning out. I'll be right back at you. Thank you for your patience. Have a great day.